This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Y'all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, we are the longest running and largest preparedness broadcast, and our focus is to help you come out the other end of this disaster, this catastrophe we're in, this man-made catastrophe. The global spraying of our skies, the global pollution of our skies, the dumping of toxic waste in the air and in the land and on the land and in the water, the cancers, the man-made bioweapons, the nuclear power, all of the things that we have done, they have done to us, including hiring police to beat up we the villagers. It's all wrong. It's all backwards. It's all inside out. It's all upside down. It's all inverted. It's just wrong. And during the break, I was warming up my coffee, pouring some more in from the glass carafe, and I was thinking, you know, the people with big noses, and we call them money changers, but there are other people. Now, I think we can call them price changers. Price changers. Those are the greedy corporate types who are increasing. And I know I took a slight diversion here, but I want to explain something to you. There was a guy that was wanted for murder in the former state known as the Garden State. Now it's still called the Garden State, but I don't think you can grow anything there because it's a toxic environment. But there was a guy who was on the run, and he was trying to evade the police. And he was in a relatively new Cadillac Escalade, you know, an SUV. And so the police wanted to catch him. So because there is GPS tracking of the new vehicles, they sent a signal to the satellite that landed on this particular vehicle. It's called OnStar Communications. And they reduced the engine power. So what happened is this guy is in evasion mode. The engine doesn't deliver full horsepower. It's reduced. And as he's traveling, the vehicle's going slower and slower and slower. So what does a person do when that happens? You pull over so you don't get run over by, you know, jumping out on a highway. You pull over, and that's when the police captured him. And there he was, kneeling in the middle of the road. Now, what I'm telling you is, do you have a vehicle like that? What if some moron that is working for the company that can press the keys and click the mouse to shut your car off decides to shut your car off? And you don't happen to be committing a crime or evading the police. You're just trying to drive your vehicle. And they say, you know what? I'm going to play with this guy or gal and shut the vehicle down. What about that? Do you really want to have a vehicle manufactured by a company that allows your property to be disabled at the will and whim of somebody else that you don't even know? You've got to be nuts to buy a new car. Nuts. And people are clamoring for these things. That is the, that's the poster person for the GDP. I want a new car. So, Gwyneth, back to the original point. You called and left a message last night, and you told me about a broadcast that you heard. Would you like to share that? You don't have to if you don't want to, but if you'd like to, I'll fill out the rest of the story.
Yeah, I'd love to. Alex Jones, on his show yesterday, that was Tuesday's show, I think it was, I'm not sure which hour it was, but he had Ted Anderson on his show as a guest. This is the owner of the GCN radio network, and he's very, Ted Anderson is very good friends with Alex Jones. He's given him a great deal of help over the years. And, you know, for many, many, many years, I mean, the Alex Jones show is still a huge show on the GCN radio network, but now GCN is just a syndicated broadcaster. But back in the day, as I gather it, GCN actually at one point owned, you know, the syndication rights to the Alex Jones show, but now the Alex Jones show is everywhere. But GCN is still one of the major syndicators. And Ted Anderson came on the Alex Jones show and said to Alex, he said, listen, you've got to understand, we are getting sued. GCN is getting sued by a bunch of different people, and they are trying to shut us down. That is what is happening in the background with GCN. And that came out of Ted Anderson's mouth on the Alex Jones show yesterday, Tuesday. And you've got to understand that GCN is really facing some battles at the moment. And they need all of your prayers. They need all of your help. And they need for you to, they actually, Ted Anderson has set up a donation site, and that is, from memory, savegcn.com. Is that the site that, oh, I mean, I'm going by my memory here. But if you go into your favorite search engine, which is probably going to be startpage.com or duckduckgo.com, definitely not google.com, because they probably won't be of any use at all. But, you know, if you go and type in Save GCN to, you know, DuckDuckGo, then you'll probably find the website. And you can make a donation there. Nobody is telling, Ted Anderson has not told me to do this, but I believe in the work that he's doing at GCN, and I believe that it needs to continue. And donations to GCN will not, absolutely not go to USA Prepares. They will help to pay the legal fees and the running expenses of the GCN radio network. Because at the moment, according to Ted Anderson on the Alex Jones show, last Tuesday, yesterday, he said that he is losing hundreds of thousands of dollars a year running the GCN radio network. And he has other businesses as well. So he's not in immediate danger of going bankrupt. But he doesn't operate GCN on a for-profit basis. He operates GCN for the benefit that it provides to the populace. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it certainly does. And USA Prepares doesn't make a profit either. We have zero revenue. We have just, all we have is expenses. We don't take donations at USA Prepares. I don't accept them, and I don't ask for them for USA Prepares. But an interesting thing happened. So I listened to your message yesterday. I was unavailable to take your call when it came in because I don't sit by the phone, class. I don't have a cell phone.
That's
I have a landline. Yeah, I have a landline, and I'm not always by the phone. So I listened to the message. Gwyneth just gave you pretty much the message that I heard, and she gave it in a more detailed fashion just now. So I picked up the phone, and I called the telephone number that instructors would use to call into the studio. Okay. And it was picked up by an engineer. I explained who I was. And I asked him about this event, this action that's being brought against GCN. And he was not aware of it. And I asked him if he knew who I was. I identified myself immediately. I said, "Hi, I'm Ben Finelli. Who am I speaking with?" That kind of thing. And I asked him if he knew who I was. He said he didn't. I said, "Okay, well, I'm a broadcaster on GCN, and from 9 through 11, USA Prepares." He didn't know of us. He must be a new guy. He was late at night. And I said, "Do I sound like a broadcaster?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay, good." So he said, "Let me get you in touch with someone who might know about this." I got a call from the chief engineer immediately. He was out picking up something to eat, and he called me immediately upon his return. And we talked about this. It's real. It's real. And free speech is on the chopping block. And, you know, I've never talked to Alex Jones. I've never gotten an email from him. I've never met him. But he's on GCN and Genesis Communications Network. And here's what I mentioned to George. And, by the way, then I got a call immediately after that from Ted Anderson. Ted Anderson called me and spent about 45 minutes with both of those phone calls. I mean, total time, about 50% with the chief engineer, George, and Ted Anderson. And we talked at length. And I said to both of them that my take on this, my position is on this, that my dad and mom were Italian. Their parents were both Italian. But I believe my dad, because he was about 6 feet tall, blonde hair, blue eyes, I believe he was, he had some Viking blood in him because the Vikings invaded northern Italy. And the Vikings had, in battle, they had people that were called berserkers. And you've heard of going berserk. I mean, it's crazy. Well, it's not exactly the right definition, but that's how it's been perceived. The berserkers were the guys who would lead the charge, and they would get the arrows shot into them, into their chest first, and they'd get the spears first, and they were so strong that they kept charging with the arrows sticking out of their chest. Those were the berserkers. And I believe that I have some berserker blood in me. And I told them this. And I also said that, you know, because of that, my take on this is when Genesis Communications Network is attacked, that means we're all attacked. That means every broadcast is attacked. And I want to do whatever I can to help Genesis Communications Network in this attack. And what else is in it, in being attacked? Free speech. So, that website, should you decide to look at it, is savegcn.com.
With orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver Silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, the bottom line is free speech is under assault. Now, there's certain things that I don't allow here on USA Prepares. These are my rules. And I didn't seek anybody's permission to implement these rules. I just dictated them. And the rules are really simple. On USA Prepares, we will conduct ourselves as ladies and gentlemen. We will tell the truth. And we'll be exhibiting honesty and integrity. That's what we will do. And I don't allow people to yell fire in a crowded theater. You can have free speech, but yelling fire in a crowded theater is unacceptable. It causes harm, causes panic. It's dangerous and it can get people killed. So I won't allow that. I also won't allow profanity. There's no place for it. There's absolutely no place in my world for profanity. There's certainly no place for it on the radio in our broadcast classroom. Profanity at a university level from an instructor is unacceptable. If an instructor swears in class, he should be fired or she should be fired immediately. Simple as that. So those are the rules that USA prepares, and they're my rules. And I don't allow, there's one other thing I won't allow, and that's for people to say that COVID is not real. I won't allow that. Because if someone says that COVID is fake, fraud, and to use their term, BS, that lets people think they can be careless and reckless in their behavior and not exhibit and use good hygiene practices. And they get themselves sick. And I know of two extended family members and two other people connected with USA Prepares who have died from COVID. So an interesting thing is that USA Prepares used to be on a network, and I heard the boss say on the air that I was removed, meaning I, USA Prepares, was removed because of my immutable position that COVID is real. So what I'm telling you is I have the right to free speech, and I have the right to tell you that COVID is real. Because based on the evidence I have in front of me with people in my family who have died from it, for sure, it's real. And I have the right to say that. And because I said that, Vincent Finelli and the rest of USA Prepares has been removed from another network who says they're in the business of free speech. Now you just think about that. Whether you believe masks are beneficial or not, I'm not talking about that. I'm saying COVID is absolutely, positively real, deadly, expensive, and debilitating. And we got thrown off a network because I absolutely, positively will not let people say that it's fake, fraud, and BS. And I will not change my position that it is fake, fraud, and BS, because it's real. My job is to do whatever I can to protect our class, to keep you out of harm's way. That's what we do. So, free speech has been curtailed at another network by kicking us off. And if you are interested in learning a little bit more about what's happening to GCN, you can go to SaveGCN.com. Your prayers are requested, and you can click a button to let GCN know that you are interested in praying for GCN, as I and Gwyneth are, and the rest of the faculty. We are GCN.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Canadian lawmakers are growing increasingly concerned with the economic impact of the truckers protesting the government's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The Freedom Convoy first began in Vancouver on January 23rd. Then hundreds of big rig trucks traveled to Ottawa, where they were joined by thousands of Canadians on Saturday in protest against Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's coronavirus policies. Yesterday, the convoy clogged up the Ambassador Bridge that links Windsor, Ontario to Detroit, Michigan. As the self-induced border crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues, the Biden administration wants to put illegal immigrants into Baltimore, Maryland, and Houston, Texas with an ankle tracker and curfew times. Republican Congresswoman Kat Kamick is a member of Homeland Security Committee. She tells Fox News Biden needs to follow the law.
My solution is simple. Follow and enforce the laws that are currently on the books.
USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The United States is at the tail end of the COVID-19 Omicron variant surge, so says Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He was talking on Newsmax and expects the disease metrics to decrease in the coming weeks.
We are at the tail end of this Omicron surge, probably a couple of weeks before everybody in the country is out of the surge. I'm hoping that the next few weeks, next few months are going to be much, much better with low infections and hospitalizations and deaths. That's my expectation, and I think that's how things are likely to play out in the upcoming weeks and months. We heard this earlier today from Governor Murphy in New Jersey. I think what we're going to see, there are about a dozen or so states across the country that have mask mandates still. And I expect all of them to peel back over the next couple of months. And the cities that do also are going to peel back again sometime in the next few weeks, few months at the most. Look, of course, there could be more variants. And I do expect another surge or two. I mean, we saw surges in the summer in the south. We've seen surges in the winter in the north. No reason to think that's not going to happen again this year. So at this point, what I think is we need to hold our political leaders accountable for making sure that we're getting ready for those things. How do we get ready? Let's build up plenty of supplies of testing and masks so that if those are necessary, we'll have plenty of them. You know, we saw that in this past Omicron surge was really, really hard to get tests. That should not happen again in the future. I'd like to see a real stocking up of therapeutics, monoclonal antibodies.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's gonna be sliding. What are today's hot? Keep it. God, you're take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, just to recap, free speech is under siege on many levels. And if GCN were not here, then you might be left with just a network, a different network, that curtails free speech. How about that? You happy with that? I'm in this fight with Ted Anderson and the rest of GCN. So for our fellow broadcasters on Genesis Communications Network, I'd request that you consider stepping up and joining the fight with USA Prepares, Alex Jones, and everyone else involved in the fight to maintain free speech. It's a cornerstone of what makes America great. And can you imagine if we lose that? Then what would be the difference between America and China? Lose free speech, then you lose the rest of your rights, then you all work for the government. What an outrage, right? We cannot lose free speech, class. We can't. And without free speech, you would not know the truth about inflation, Elon Musk, his boring holes in the atmosphere, his dangerous automobiles, and the dangers of electric cars. You wouldn't know about that. And you might not even know that 40 of his satellites just went kaput because of a solar event. It couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Gwyneth?
Yeah, that's about the sum of it. And I'll tell you how it is here in Australia, because I listen to some Australian talk radio, although sometimes it's so, well, actually a lot of the time it's so depressing I just end up turning it off. Because it's completely pathetic. If there's a protest going on, you can guarantee that ABC local radio is not going to report on that protest unless it's Greta Thunberg, Extinction Rebellion, or something that the government supports. And I'll tell you what, if it's a protest that the government supports, it's not really a protest, you know. But I didn't hear anything at all on the ABC radio talkback on any of the protests that are happening in Ottawa at the moment, with the truckers blaring their horn 24 hours a day in protest at the vaccine and mask mandates and the government tyranny and government and Justin Trudeau, who wants to be Kim Jong-un, you know, who wants to be Winnie the Pooh in China. This is it. He's a psychopath. You know, Justin Trudeau. And Scott Morrison is no better. They are puppet stooges who were installed by Klaus Schwab and his special school of political manipulators that he runs. You know, I can't quite remember what he's called his school of political manipulators at the moment, but school of political manipulators is a good enough title. And Jacinda Ardern, Scott Morrison, Justin Trudeau, you know, Emmanuel Macron, they're all graduates of Klaus Schwab's school of how to manipulate and be a tyrannical dictator. And that's not good enough. It's just not good enough. We don't need people like that thinking that they run the show. We need freedom. We need freedom to be the sort of people that we were back in the day. Back when I was growing up in New Zealand, during the 1970s, 1980s, and 1990s, I left New Zealand when I was 17 years old, but I grew up in Rotorua. And it was a beautiful place, and it was so free, you know. And the whole country was such a free and beautiful place. And now it's been taken over and turned into a fascist dictatorship run by a crack addict, a literal woman who smokes crack pipes in her spare time. I'm not even kidding. And she's, oh my gosh, you know, she's been installed by some evil person who does satanic ceremonies in his spare time at ancient ceremonial sites in the Swiss Alps that go back thousands of years. He does satanic ceremonies in his spare time. He's filmed himself doing it. Those videos are on the internet. There's a ceremony at CERN where hundreds and hundreds of Klaus Schwab and his crony mates got together and did a satanic ceremony and posted the film on the internet when they were running a railway tunnel at CERN in Switzerland. They opened this railway tunnel, and to open the railway tunnel, they did a gigantic satanic ceremony. They filmed it. They put it on the internet to throw it in all our faces. We do not need people like this running the show. We do not need devil-worshipping child molesters running the show. And there is no way that you could say anything like that unless there were broadcasters with the bravery and network owners with the bravery of people like Ted Anderson running our show, running GCN, because I can tell you for sure that the likes of the ABC would never allow that statement that I just said to get broadcast. But it's the truth, and that film is there. It's on the internet. Go and search for it. Go to DuckDuckGo and type in something like CERN Railway Tunnel Satanic Ceremony, and you'll see it. It's there. You know? It's just, we don't need people. We don't need the devil telling us what to do. We absolutely do not need the devil telling us what to do. We can run our own life. We're Christians. And there's no way that any Christian out there should ever bow the knee to anyone who says that they worship the devil through their actions or through their words. You know, this is it. And this is why free speech is so important, because without it, then they have particularly impunity. And all that we have, if we lose our free speech, is our little individual plots of land until they get to the point where they think that they can somehow come in and muscle us off our blocks of land. And then at that point, it becomes us against them, us fighting to stay on our land, and them fighting to boot us off. And that historically generally does not go well at all, especially not for the little guy. But at that point, it won't matter because we won't have anything left to lose anyway. And that is not a call for violence. That is just a statement of fact. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Sure. And, class, just to give you a little more information about, I mentioned the satellites. So you can go to thesun.com, you can go to Yahoo, and you'll see the links, telegraph.co.uk. Elon Musk loses 40 satellites. They have been destroyed, effectively destroyed, by a geomagnetic storm. It cost about $10 million for these 40 satellites. So it's in the scheme of, you know, Musk numbers, that's not so big, just, you know, $10 million. But if the satellites cannot be positioned in orbit, they're going to fall down. So 40 things that used to be satellites are going to fall down. Gravity's going to pull them down. When they're going to come down, I can't tell you at this moment. But they're going to come down. Maybe they're going to partially burn up in the atmosphere, polluting the atmosphere, you know, with heavy metals. So that's the Elon Musk piece. Now, here's another piece. I mentioned decibels. So this gal, this 21-year-old in Canada, decided to sue over the noise because it was allegedly over 80 decibels in her apartment, or her living quarters. Let me give you the numbers. Here's a decibel rating hierarchy. So the weakest sound that you could possibly hear is 0 decibels. The weakest. Breathing is 10 decibels. I'm not talking about snoring, I'm just talking about breathing. Rustling leaves, 20. A whisper, two people speaking very close together, whispering to each other, 30. A refrigerator running, 40. So if you have a refrigerator and it's running in your kitchen, that's 40 decibels. This gal was complaining about 80, roughly. Let's keep going up. Moderate rainfall, moderate. Not a storm, just a moderate rainfall. It's 50. A conversation, let's say you're talking to somebody in the same room, 60. City traffic, 70. A truck driving by, 80. A hairdryer, 90. A helicopter, 100. A trombone, 110. A police siren, which, by the way, they can use any time they want, right? Anytime a cop wants to use the siren, it can go on at 120 decibels. There is a law in Canada, temporary law, saying you can't use your horn for 10 days. Does that mean the ambulances and police can't use their sirens at 120 decibels? Let's be fair about this, right? A jet engine's 130 and fireworks are 140. Do you hear anger in my voice? Of course you do. Because it's coming to a village near you. When you protest, oh, by the way, pain, you start to feel pain at about 140 decibels. The government, the police in the corrupt state of Missouri, have a acoustic cannon, and it is designed to inflict pain. And this thing can be deployed on the highways. There's two of them, as has been reported in the media in Missouri. They've got two of them ready to deploy wherever they think they're necessary, and they are so loud they cause pain. I wonder if that's part of like a 10-day limitation
first,
on honking horns.
We decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth, I just have one more point to make today. Class, I want you to consider very carefully where you put your valuables. And you need to safeguard them. I'm going to tell you why. About a week ago, I learned that someone I know who had his life savings stolen from him. Senior citizen, his life savings were stolen. And it was an inside job. It's somebody I know. And it happened again to another individual. Both of them were totally wiped out. Not through carelessness, not through recklessness. Trusting family members. Both of them were wiped out. Completely. Please consider who you trust. Because you may find out that those people that you trust can wipe you out. And the reason I'm saying this is because the current economic system, the conditions, are pitting people against people, and people are desperate. It's not being reported in the news. You're hearing it right here for the first time, how bad it is. Family members are stealing from each other. Not saying, hey, can I borrow? Theft. It's really happening. This is the collapse. All the signs are here. Gwyneth?
It's going down here in Australia as well. And I have a friend who has recently come back from Melbourne, and my friend was working in Melbourne, and I said, so how is Melbourne? And my friend said, terrible. People are attacking people. They're arguing. They're fighting with their neighbors. They are, you know, nobody seems to be able to have the ability to be civil with anybody else anymore in Melbourne. And that was, you know, that was the report that I got back. I haven't been to Melbourne in some years, so this is anecdotal. But that's what you're saying, Vincent. And the problem with Melbourne in the suburbs, and I've known this for many, many years because I moved to Melbourne when I was 17 and now I'm 47, so that was 30 years ago. And I lived in Melbourne for the suburbs of Melbourne for around about 10 years. And I noticed nobody talks to their neighbours. Nobody even knows what their neighbours' names are. They don't know who their neighbours are. They're not their friends. They don't hang out with them. There's no community cohesion. A lot of suburban Melbourne is made up of streets with cul-de-sacs running off of them. But you'll get a cul-de-sac with 10 or 15 houses in it, and nobody in the cul-de-sac will know anybody else in the cul-de-sac. Or if they do, they're not friends. They don't get along. You know? That's the society that is falling apart right there. And Melbourne has been like that for at least the last 30 or 40 years. You know? So it was only... I believe that this virus and the associated inoculations, the masks, the lockdowns, etc., was just the straw that broke the camel's back. I don't believe that it, I believe that it exacerbated a problem that was there anyway and brought it to the surface. But now, it's rapidly deteriorating in Melbourne. It's really, really not a good place to be anymore. And if anyone listening to this broadcast is living in Melbourne or in any major metropolitan centre or any even regional city or any regional town, you need to get out, you need to get some rural land, and you need to start farming. And it's not too late, but you're cutting it really close. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, it does. And that's why you live where you live in the middle of nowhere, and that's why we live where we live in the middle of nowhere, and many of your instructors live in the middle of nowhere. Here's a headline, Daily Mail. I talked about this. dailymail.co.uk. Great-grandfather, 78, is handcuffed by Ottawa cops, that's Canada, for honking his horn in support of Freedom Convoy. Arrest left the 4-foot-10-inch elderly man bloodied and bruised after Justin Trudeau smeared protesters as swastika wavers. So Justin Trudeau can say, oh, these truckers, boy, this protest is terrible. These guys are waving swastikas. They're Nazis. They got it exactly backwards. Justin Trudeau is the fascist, the oppressor. Exactly backwards. Gwyneth, thank you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.